You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here from Perseverance Theater to talk about Silent Sky and the Travel Raffle. Welcome Ben Brown and Irene Martinko.
Hello.
Hey,
thank
Shelley.
You.
Hi. Thanks for being here today. Silent Sky's been running for a couple of weeks now. What is this play about for those who haven't heard?
Sure. It's based on a true story. It's based on real-life astronomer Henrietta Leavitt, who back in the early 1900s, she was an astronomer, basically when women weren't really allowed to be astronomers. She worked at Harvard as a human computer doing the math to map out the stars, and she ended up making these just incredible discoveries that changed the course of astronomy.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. How's it felt to be in this? What role do you play?
I play her fictional sister. The playwright decided to create a few characters for the purpose of the play. So I am her sister who basically, you know, I stay at home, I have a family, and I don't really understand the way that she lives her life, but we still, you know, we love each other. And it's been really great to learn about Henrietta and to learn about these other women who worked with her and who also made discoveries, and also really frustrating to know that she wasn't allowed to do things and she had to really fight to be able to do what she ended up doing.
And as her fictional sister, how do you support or oppose her character?
Well, I definitely want her to get married, and she doesn't want to get married. And I she decides to leave. I live in Wisconsin in the play, and she decides to leave and go to Harvard, and I don't want her to leave, and I don't want her not to be with the family, so.
Yeah. So does your character stay in the hometown, or do you visit her at Harvard?
Most part. Okay. I won't give any spoilers.
All right. But very good. Very good. Okay. That sounds cool. And then I've been hearing a lot of buzz about the set. How would you describe the set?
Oh, it's amazing. It's, at first glance, it's furniture painted gray. And then the show starts, and the projections come up on the set, and it just blows your mind. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, the lighting is amazing. We've done a couple community presentations, Shelley, to the Juno Chamber, to the Glacier Valley Rotary Club, and to the Juno Bar Association. And when we get to the slide that has a picture of the cosmos, people think it's been photoshopped. And I have to say, no, that's what it looks like, and it's even more magical in person.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, now that it's been running for a few weeks, what revelations, if any of you had about the story or the way it's acted out, the characters, the dynamics?
I think it's just been really great to see and hear people's reactions, especially young women. I hope that people find it as inspiring as I do. And we've been able to do some performances with young girls in the audience and young people interested in astronomy, or people who even aren't interested in astronomy, but now they are because they've seen the show. And that's been really incredible.
And as far as the women's empowerment theme goes, there have been several community conversations related to astronomy. We had Dave Hansen and Rosemary Walling do a pre- and post-discussion this past Sunday from Murray Planetarium. But this Thursday night, the League of Women Voters are going to do a post-show discussion, because this is also the centennial of women's suffrage. There are just a lot of things that contribute to the storyline here that are very worth reflecting on today. And so we're grateful that the women of the League are willing to stay up late. And if you've already seen the show and you want to come to that post-show discussion, you're absolutely welcome to do so. It's free. And if you haven't seen the show, you could just come to the post-show discussion for free, but I would highly recommend getting a ticket and coming and seeing the show.
Yeah, fun thing about this show, one of the characters, Annie Cannon, she was a real person. She was also a suffragette, and they include that storyline in the play, which is really fun.
Oh, that is fun. So have you been having a good time in this production?
It's been so good.
Yeah?
It's just a really wonderful group of people.
So what other acting experiences do you have? Have you done any other Perseverance productions, or what else might you?
I haven't. So I actually am here to be the artistic apprentice with Perseverance. And I have been much more interested in directing and dramaturgy than I have been in acting for a really long time. And the reason I auditioned is because I love the play so much. And I connected with the character, and I thought, you know what, might as well throw my hat in the ring. It's a fun part. It's a fun show. And I really didn't expect anything to come of it at all. But I'm so glad that it did. And it kind of reignited the idea for me that I really like doing this.
That's a pretty strong statement, that that the work itself inspired you to audition, even though that wasn't the plan. Well, that's great. I'm glad you're a part of it. Anything to add, Ben?
Well, I just think it's a really wonderful cast. We're taking the show to Anchorage, which is really exciting. It's going to have a 2-week run up there. I think it'll be very well received there. We reached out when we were beginning to plan this, and in addition to the Murray Drake Planetarium here in Juneau, we talked to the planetarium at the University of Alaska Anchorage and our friends at the Anchorage Museum at Rasmussen Center, where there's also a planetarium. In addition, we have been working with Girl Scouts here in Juneau, but we're working with the Girl Scout Council of Alaska up in Anchorage to try to make sure that young people are able to attend that show in as large as numbers as possible. So we're just really grateful that Lauren Gunderson wrote such a beautiful play, and then we're able to do it with such a great cast in both the cities that Perseverance serves most of the time. It's really, if you'll forgive me for saying so, it feels like the stars are aligned.
I made some jokes last time Perseverance.
Okay, that can't
the
have been original.
Hard
so.
To resist.
Yes. It just, it's punny. So these young audiences, these future scientists and STEM students that come to see the play, what are some reactions they have?
That's a good question. I think people, just a very easy reaction to gauge when the stars appear on the projections, you can hear gasps in the mm-hmm. audience, which is really cool. But we also had a student actually sit on one of our panels, on one of our community conversations, and, she talked about being inspired by the show and then how she wants to move forward in her life, and I just thought that was really neat.
Have you yourself learned a lot about astronomy being
so
a part of this play?
So much. I am not a science person, and luckily my character is the only one in the show who doesn't have to be. But I genuinely still don't know quite what we're talking about in the show, but boy, have I tried to learn.
Ben Brown, remind us what your role at Perseverance Theater is.
Well, I'm the development director, although I'm a company member and an actor as well. So I was able to participate in this season in our first show up in Anchorage, The Underpants, which was our last show in Juneau. But in the development director capacity, I'm trying to make sure we have the resources to keep creating professional theater by and for Alaskans. So I'm very grateful for this production in Juneau. We had two above the title co-sponsors, Alaska Technical Solutions and Core Alaska Kensington Mine. And Core Alaska also played a big part in helping the Murray Drake Planetarium digitize its equipment. So they're very committed to science and to women's empowerment. They have a very large number of women who will work out at the mine. And then up in Anchorage, actually, Alaska Airlines is signed on to be our above the title sponsor. And they've very generally supported Perseverance this season once again with many thousands of dollars of travel vouchers to enable us to get artists to and from wherever they're coming to Alaska to work with us. But two of those we set aside for our annual travel raffle. And this is the 36th one, and we have been selling tickets for many weeks now, and anyone who's listening who hasn't bought a ticket, I'll be happy to find you and sell you one.
I'm sure you will.
Or if you want to sell tickets, you can give us a ring at the theater, 364-2421. I'm at extension 241, and we can arrange to bring you some books of tickets to sell. That raffle will run all the way through the end of Fun Home, which will close on Sunday the 26th of April. And so it's an important part of what we do. Not everyone realizes that when you do a raffle as a nonprofit in Alaska, there are restrictions on the way the funds can be used, and one of the allowable permissible uses is to deal with deferred capital needs. And much like here at Capital Community Broadcasting, things need to be fixed up from time to time, the roof or whatever else. We have our own capital needs over at Perseverance, and some of those capital needs are on wheels. They're the cars that we provide to our visiting
actors.
They sure
are, yeah.
And so the more raffle tickets you buy for $10 a pop, the greater your chance of winning one of 14 bundles of fabulous prizes. The first one, as I said, is two tickets anywhere Alaska Airlines flies plus $2,000 cash. But the rest of them, you could win anything from dinner at Salt to Pelmeni, a bottle of wine from the Triangle to a bag of great stuff from the Nugget Alaskan Outfitter, trips from Anchorage to Fairbanks on the Alaska Railroad to a trip above the Arctic Circle out of Fairbanks. We've got so much support in general from the business community, but the raffle is one time every year where it gets really exciting. We've got great stuff. So if you want to learn more about that, you can go to our website, ptalaska.org. Tickets are certainly on sale at the theater during the show, but then your friends and neighbors will be carrying them around in a little envelope like I like to do. So I would just say, if someone says, would you like to support Perseverance Theater by buying a raffle ticket? You will say, yes. How many do you have? And go buy as many as you can, because it's fun and it really is for a very good cause.
That's a very, very convincing sales pitch. I get pretty excited about the thought of airline tickets and some spending money. Well, that's fantastic. And again, that goes on all the way through the month of April,
yes.
The 26th. The travel raffle, Perseverance travel raffle. Get your tickets. And then, of course, this is the last weekend to see Silent Sky. So showings are Thursday through Sunday. Tickets and showtimes available at ptalaska.org. Irene and Ben, is there anything else you want to add or mention while you're here today?
Well, I should also thank KTOO for being the above the title sponsor for our first show in Juneau this season, Devilfish. We try to make it as easy as possible for people to support the theater and to come and enjoy our shows, both the shows, pre and post show conversations. We want to engage the community and we want to make people's life better through the wonderful magic of theater.
Thank you, and you're welcome. We're glad to be a part of the relationship. Thanks so much to both of you for being here today.
Thank you, Shelley.
Have a great last weekend.